At 7 o'clock every Monday, we're joined by one of the great minds, the great defense attorney minds in the world, Jeffrey Lichtman. He's defended everybody from El Chapo to John Gotti Jr. And God, Jeffrey, would you ever take Len as a client? I'm exhausted already. It's only an hour in the show.
I was just on hold, and I was like, about to pass out and go back to sleep. It was so tough listening to him. But I have to say,
thanks, Jeffrey. You're a sweetheart.
Good to see you again, too, Len. What Len did say about the executive orders, I can't really disagree with a lot of that. And I have to say, Michael, with all respect to what Trump did, some of the stuff that he did with this executive order is just impossible. He's making the states pay for one quarter of the unemployment insurance. I mean, I'm not suggesting that making an executive order is wrong when you've got the Pelosi's of the world, as you said, but it sounds like his advisors on this one just didn't get it right.
So is there any constitutional underpinning for an executive order at all? I mean, are just the executive branch seizing more power?
They can do it. I mean, listen, as you said correctly, it happened with Obama, and it's happened with every other president. I think what Len got wrong, although Obama may have done less, the ones that he did were more. How about the fact that he gave Iran zillions of dollars without getting any kind of approval through the Senate or Congress? I mean, how about giving a terror state money, zillions of dollars, which they use to terrorize the world and still has? So maybe an executive order, you know, giving somebody six rolls of toilet paper may be equal in terms of numbers as giving the worst terror state in the history of the world since Nazi Germany hundreds of billions of dollars. You know, I would say that that's probably worse, even though it's an equal number.
Well, but their argument, I know you like to hear both sides of every story, Jeffrey, is that it was money that was owed to them and they were just giving them their money.
It was money that was frozen, but they could have clawed back the money for the damages for terrorism that Iran has caused, and they didn't. Obama just gave it to them, and they knew full well, as John Kerry said when they did it, that this money would be used for terrorism. So the fact that we gave them money that we knew full well was going to be used to kill our allies, you know, that's pathetic to me, with all respect.
Now you're quoting John Kerry. That's very nice. I didn't know you ever quoted people like that. Hey, you hinted at this before, these executive orders, they can be challenged in some way or shape or form, no?
Yeah, I mean, they can be challenged in court like anything anybody does. But I think in this case, look, the two sides have to get together. We become so politically isolated, each side and everything. Nobody can agree on anything. I mean, look, the country is what Michael said, and I agree, is that the Democrats are certainly holding back. They don't want schools to open. They do want, I think, people to be in trouble financially until November 3rd. I believe that once November 3rd comes and goes, the schools are going to open. All of a sudden, everything is going to be fine. Why is it that Schumer and Cuomo the last couple of days, suddenly now they're talking about opening up the schools and having kids go back? Because they recognize, they looked at the numbers, and people are sick and tired of the fact that their kids are home. There's almost none of this virus in New York, and yet there's going to be just complete remote learning again. The voters are going to turn against it. Cuomo and Schumer realize it. Now, all of a sudden, they completely did an about face.
But Jeffrey, here's what I think is going on with the Democrats. They want to do everything they can to damage Trump. So when they get in power, if they get the Oval Office, they've got the House of Representatives, if they get the Senate, then they're going to embark on the socialist experiment in this country. And that's what I think they're gunning for.
I don't think there's any question about that. I mean,
oh my God!
It's gotten so far. Look, I'm not saying that it's going to be an over situation, Len, where they're going to say, "Okay, today we're going to start socialism," but they're going to have reparations in the form of huge tax increases. Biden's already talked about it. He's having a vice president that has nothing to do with merit. He's making it very clear it's just going to be a demographic choice. You're going to have somebody who's aligned with Black Lives Matter. I mean, this is who's going to be our next president. Look at the Upper West Side of Manhattan. Look at Manhattan. That's what happens when you allow leftist socialist slop to run an important thing. I mean, are you happy with what Manhattan is right now? Are you happy with
Len doesn't know. He's in Sands
masturbating
Point.
Masturbating and shooting up in the Upper West Side right around families. I mean, this is what's happened. It's going to spread. This is the mentality of the left, and this is what we're going to get if and when Biden wins. Not even a question in my mind.
You know, I was sitting listening to you two guys. Jeffrey, I hope I'm on the jury of one of your next trials, because I would just sit there just waiting to go, guilty, fry them, send them away. Glenn, my God, the two of you ranting and raving. They're going to open the schools because New York's doing a great job. They're not opening the schools for political reasons. Yeah. You guys just refuse to ever accept facts as a story.
Killed by Cuomo. Why don't you notice the fact that we have more deaths in New York from the virus than what? How many in almost every country on the planet? They're doing a great job. They completely destroyed the country. We infected the country, New York, with this virus. We allowed people to leave, take planes, drive. We did all that. We didn't close the borders. New York is what infected the rest of the country. And then when we infected the rest of the country, we finally got it to go down, and we're supposed to be proud about that? Come on. New York was the worst in this in the country, almost in the world. There were more cases in New York than just about every country on the planet. And you're like patting yourself on the back. It's stunning, don't you think?
Michael, this guy's wearing me out. Guilty. Your next client, Lichtman, guilty. Discharged.
Never happened,
Jeffrey Lichtman makes the most sense on this program of many of our guests. And
that's scary. Frankly, I feel
it is scary. And it's not true either, but thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff, for having me.
Criminal defense attorney Jeffrey Lichtman. He joins us every Monday at 7 o'clock with his profound Len thoughts, unlike yours.